is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome back to it on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Doing our level best today to make you aware of concerns that, you know, could be something for you to concern your family about. That is the water quality, wherever you may be in Michigan, because we have come to learn through this last hour that places like Wordsmith Air Force Base or Fort Custer or automobile plants or plating facilities or refineries all likely to be contaminated by this family of chemicals called PFCs, PFAs, PFOAs, and a whole series of other things. My special guest again this hour, Bob Delaney, an environmentalist specialist with the Department of Environmental Quality here in Michigan. And Bob, I do appreciate you being here. I know that you're doing this because it's the right thing to do, not because somebody gave you the blessing to be here. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's on the, you know, on the advice of my attorney that I should come and forward and let people know. I want to give context to this report that went out and so help people understand that, why it's out there and what are the issues.
The report that went out in 2012, five and a half years ago.
Right.
That, you know, you gave to Dan Weiner, you know, that he had a copy of and read. Your intention at the time, I believe, was to have the governor, you know, look at this report, to people higher up in the government to look at this and say, listen, we have a problem. We need, and we have it here and here, and we need to know how far it reaches. We need to do testing. You gave some very specific recommendations. Did it ever get to the governor? Were your recommendations ever followed?
You know, I don't know what happened to the report afterwards. I talked to the director. I gave him the report, and then I never heard what happened with it. I did learn later that he distributed it amongst other upper managers in DEQ to look at. So, but that's all I ever knew about what happened to it. And what I was trying to really get him to do was to get some outside experts to come in and verify the things I was thinking and concerned about so that he was convinced. Because I really felt he needed to be absolutely convinced to provide the leadership that would be necessary to address the
problem. No question in your mind that these contaminated areas are dangerous to those that would consume water from those areas.
Yeah, there's no question in my mind.
I mean, the science has shown it so far, whether it's the DuPont studies or whatever you like to call in West Virginia and elsewhere.
Right.
These chemicals cause a variety of health problems. In cancers, in thyroid problems, liver problems, and a whole host of other concerns, correct?
Correct. That's what the C8 studies were telling us. And there's a lot of other studies, not just the C8 studies from West Virginia, that are out there. I'll tell you, these things are really dangerous for mice because a lot of mice have gone been exposed to these in labs.
But as far as places of contamination in Michigan, Wordsmith, as far as DOD goes, Wordsmith Air Force Base, Camp Grayling, Selfridge, Sawyer, Kellogg, Alpena's, Air National Guard. And you told us last hour, but I'd ask you this again. You would believe that pretty much any military facility would likely have contamination, correct?
Any military facility of any size will have that, you know, they got a lot of fuels. So this is designed specifically to put out fuel.
And you also made the comment, one of the reasons you think that nothing's been done here, it's just simply too big. It's overwhelming. There's too much to consider. I mean, you start looking at, you said billions, and I'm thinking probably trillions of dollars to clean this thing up. But wouldn't it be fair to say from what you've seen so far that the Department of Defense has liability? And with having said that, and we talked about the River Rouge plant, but I'm not singling out Ford. You said anybody that did chrome plating or refineries.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't Ford Motor Company and General Motors and Chrysler and all of these other places have liability?
One of the former GM plants here in Lansing had chrome plating, and they have it in the groundwater at that location. So yeah, and this is such a big problem that for the Defense Department, this is a crisis for them too.
So let's back up real quickly. Where in Lansing have you found this problem?
Well, just up at the GM plant on the north side. The old GM plant has been torn down. It's now in that bankruptcy. It's now whatever those.
But you found these contaminants right there in the city of Lansing as well. So I guess I'm going to ask you this. How many places do you know for sure that have tested positive, including military and private facilities, that have tested positive for these chemicals?
Well, we're probably talking 20 to 30 by now that we know are positive.
And just so we're clear on this, these plumes, I guess the way it blooms. For lack of a better term, it blooms like a flower. It just continues to spread open like a flower in the daylight.
So far, that's what we're seeing. And you know, there's a lot of questions, and some of the stuff we've been doing up at Wurtsmith has been trying to explore, well, why is this happening? Because there's not a lot of literature saying, well, this is why this happens. Right now, one of the things we're running into, and this is really bizarre, but the plumes go out to a lake, then, and they're at really low levels, you know, pretty low compared to what you'd normally see in a foam. And then foams are forming on the lake with that are contaminated with these firefighting chemicals. So you're seeing actual foam coming up out of the lakes and blowing up on people's shoreline. I mean, it's just like mind-boggling.
I've seen that foam.
Well, there's natural foams. And actually, up at Wurtsmith, I've been seeing foams forever, but it naturally occurs. It never dawned on me that these plumes could create a foam on a lake, because they're coming in at such low levels compared to the actual product. You know, if you have,
I understand.
And so, and this kind of a funny story, but we had some high school students up there to sample surface water in the STEM program. You know,
right?
And anyway, we got out to the site that morning, and there was these foams on the beach, even before I showed up, the kids decided, well, we should sample those foams.
And
it turned out they were highly contaminated with PFASs. And it was like, I can't believe
this. Beach foam.
And it was just these high school kids, you know, they were just curious. Well, why is this out here? You know, because it was blowing way up on the beach. And the regular kind of foams you see out there, they don't have any stiffness. But these do. These will have stiffness to them.
Where was that location again?
That's up at Van Anten Lake in Wurtsmith area. But Camp Grayling's got the same thing going on.
You know, it's mortifying. It's frightening.
It's kind of mind-boggling. Honestly, when I first started getting into this, it was depressing. I just felt like...
But now we have to figure out how we can correct it, what we can do about it, because...
Right.
And we'll get into this in the next segment, but it's clear that if you're on an airplane that catches fire, you need these chemicals.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a second, because, you know, these chemicals work better than anything else, but they found no alternative. The problem is we don't want to sacrifice birth defects and cancer and everything else to these chemicals. There has to be some place we can find a way to make it work. All right. Bob Delaney here, environmental specialist with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. He's here because it's the right thing to do. He's here because it's the right thing for him to do, to come and talk about this. And his attorney told him, this is what you need to do. I'm going to ask his attorney, who's in the room with us, by the way. The attorney's in the room with us, by the way. I have a question for him during the break, and I'll have an answer for you on the backside. You don't even know what the question is. Ain't that great? It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.